baby, honestly, I want to deedle-deedle-dee. Oh, Sheila.
Civic Media Radio Station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got
CFW, finally Friday. Good morning, Mike McKay here. Up and at it, let's get going. The quicker we get our Friday on the way, the quicker we get to the weekend, right? I mean, it makes sense. Great, great show lined up for you this morning. Got a lot of stuff to tell you about. We'll get you weather details, so hopefully you can enjoy not only today, but the weekend. It is going to get hot and sticky over the weekend, though. And, of course, all kinds of great music, 80s, 90s, and more to get you on your way. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW. For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
1057 CFW. All right, love to start out the morning with a feel-good story of the day today for you, and here it is. Kind of starts you out with a positive story since, you know, as we go through our day, it's sometimes it gets a little rough out there. This is a great story. About 5 years ago, 94-year-old David Eris of England lost his beloved wife, June. She passed away from cancer. So this was 5 years ago. He's 99 now. Well, during those difficult times, David said, who is happens to be a great-grandfather of four, was helped out by St. John's Hospice. The staff at St. John's cared for his wife, June, for the last months of her life. David said he was so grateful for the care and kindness that they showed, that he wanted to give back in a special way, and he did. He raised money for St. John's. He also made history by becoming the oldest person to ride the world's fastest zip line. David conquered Zip World in Wales for a ride on the fastest zip line in the world. This thing reaches up to 100 miles per hour. That's right. And along the way, he raised more than $12,000 for the St. John's Hospital. What a great thing. He said, on the day the zip line was all over and done in less than a minute because it was so fast. He said he was nervous, but also excited. And he said, I really enjoyed it. So, you know, we, of course, think about the passing of his lovely wife, but what a wonderful thing he did to say thank you for the care they gave to her in her last few months. What a great story.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. CFW.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. That when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. Can't you tell me, is that healthy, babe? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen?
CFW McKay in the morning along with you. All right, stay close because coming up in about 6 minutes, I want you to kick this around and see if you can figure it out. But the typical American family supposedly has about 6 pounds of these in their house. I'm positive we don't, but maybe you do. 6 pounds of these. That's the average house in America has 6 pounds of these in their home. What do you think it is? I'll let you know in 6 minutes. Right now, here's Aerosmith. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Living it up when I'm going down. Loving an elevator. running at Lafita, living it up when I'm going down.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
When the night
Belinda Carlisle, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Thanks for letting me get you finally Friday started with you. I appreciate that. Get to spend some time with you in the morning. It makes my day. Hopefully, it makes your day as well. All right, so the typical American family has 6 pounds of these in the house. I know for a fact we don't. We have some, but not 6 pounds worth. So what is it? It's pennies. That's right, pennies. The average American family will have about 6 pounds of pennies laying around their house. So I did the math for you. 181 pennies makes up a pound. Okay, that's $1.81. So 6 pounds, that'd be $10.86 worth of pennies. There you go.
I've got a surprise.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Special order business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flexsteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Jeans Heating and Cooling in Bloomer salutes our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. These men and women are willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. First responders are the backbone of our country. They deserve our admiration. So this thank you is from Jeans Heating and Cooling in Bloomer. Call your HVAC professionals at 715-568-2455, thanking our first responders.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Menominee Police Department will be reminding college students about city ordinances ahead of the new school year. According to a WQOW report, law enforcement officials will be sharing flyers around the University of Wisconsin's Stout campus to make sure students know what could land them a fine. Some of the reminders on the flyer include things like a $500 fine for carrying a fake ID and a $150 fine for leaving an indoor couch outside on the lawn. The flyers will be distributed in September. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a new online tool meant to help residents address water quality concerns. The Wisconsin Water Explorer tool will give residents access to the scientific data analysis of water quality in their area, giving them the opportunity to track current conditions as accurately as possible and see rolling trends, maps, and reports. The data can also help residents determine sources of pollution and what would be needed for restoration. The Wisconsin Water Explorer tool is available online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low 60s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
CFW.
You shine on me. Well,
1057 CFW. Good morning, Pat. He dropped me a text through the Civic Media app. Said he's up and at it, listening and ready to take on the day. Good. That's the attitude to have, Pat. By the way, if you don't have that Civic Media app on your smone, go to the App Store and get it. It's free, Civic Media. Download it, open it up, search 1057 CFW. That's us. Make us your home station. Then you can text us, you can email us, and you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
CFW.
Step inside. Whoa.